My dear prince, my poor spellbound prince, today is the day I take you to your true kingdom, away from this world of distant dreams and fantasy. Today you will join me in my world, where I will care for you, nurture you, prepare you for your true destiny. You will fear for nothing. You will want for nothing. For you will hear only what I tell you and act only as I decree. It's all for the best, my precious and valiant knight. For our future together, where I will reign. That is to say, we will reign victorious. Now, come, my prince. Come.
Hello, I'm Douglas Gresham, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theatre. C.S. Lewis, or Jack as his friends knew him, spent most of his life teaching and writing in Oxford. He shared a house called the Kilns with his brother Warren. In the 50s, Jack met my mother, Joy Davidman, and they were married, and my brother and I became part of the family at the Kilns. One of the mainstays at the house was Fred Paxford, who served as a handyman, gardener, and occasional cook for over 30 years. Everyone else called him Paxford, but he and I became friends, and I was allowed the single honor of calling him Fred. Fred was an Oxfordshire countryman through and through. He knew the ways of animals and plants better than anyone, and he knew what it was to be a young boy, which may be why we became such close friends. He was a simple and earthy man, who might be called a cheerful, eternal pessimist. If you said good morning to him, he might reply, "Ah, looks like rain afore lunch, though, if it don't snow or ale, that is." I mention him now because Fred was the inspiration for one of Narnia's best-loved characters, Puddleglum, in The Silver Chair, the story you're about to hear. The story itself was originally called The Wild Wastelands, but the publisher wanted something else, so it became consecutively Knights Under Narnia, Gnomes Under Narnia, News Under Narnia, and then finally, The Silver Chair. If you remember the ending to The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, then you may recognize how this story seems to begin where it left off, with Eustace in a strange country that seems to belong only to Aslan. Only now, Eustace is with his friend Jill, and they have to be sent to Narnia in one of the strangest ways found in any of the seven books. So without further delay, Focus on the Family Radio Theatre presents The Silver Chair.